in the upper 60s. Another very chilly night tonight. Definitely jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s with clear skies. Tomorrow, very nice. Perfect spring day. Sunshine. High around 76. Then on Thursday, mid-70s. Much of the day dry, but increasing clouds. Chance of a late day shower. Then showers and storms become likely Thursday night into part of Friday. And then more showers and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back into Losing Views. 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. Scooting the clock ahead here, Mr. Mayor. We got a lot to discuss. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery joins us as he does on the first Tuesday of every single month. I guess for another 8 months or so.
I should have 7 after this.
So you leave on November what?
12th.
November. Well, you'll get our first November.
Yeah, all right. At 10:05.
So we'll do a sort of a goodbye day.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll at least have fun.
I'll get some cake.
I'll probably get some standing ovations.
I'll get some cake. Those aren't ovations, sir. No, I'll get some standing ovations.
I'm leaving. You know, I've told this, I'm sure, but, you know, even your show, they'll call me, you're doing a great job, but, and, you know, not on your show, but another show, they start, and I'm always prepared to say, well, thank you, you know, da, da, da. So this guy said, Mayor, you're doing a really good job of screwing this city up.
What's the problem? What did they not like?
Well, some street didn't get paved, or some garbage didn't get picked up, or some house didn't get torn down, or the neighbor shot a gun off on the back porch, something like that.
Something happened.
It happens. Never not the mayor.
Is Montgomery better than it was when you got here?
You know, I'm going to let others judge that, but Larry Puckett uses the term, you've had success if you left the campground better than you found it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I've put out a fire, too, and hopefully we've raked up around the campground. But, you know, frankly, I got 7 months left to either get it right or screw it up. So we're going to try to get it right.
You can change your mind and run again.
I could, but I'm not. Thank you very much.
What do you think of the I'm not asking for individual.
Thank you. appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not asking for individual.
I'd hate to say I know nothing.
Yeah, well, not individual evaluations of particular candidates, but are Montgomeryans getting a good selection with the people who have put themselves forward so far?
I don't know that we have all, but those that I have been told that are running, or at least they have told me they're running, I think we do have some viable candidates that can move Montgomery in a direction that will continue to make progress. I would not expect any of them to do the exact same thing that we've done. The thing that I would hope that whomever comes in would stay on a conservative fiscal path, keep the people in place that need to be at the table, and move forward in a progressive way, and only in a transitional fashion, you know, make changes along when opportunity comes. Because we've got a great team, we've got some good things going. The one thing that we've got to do a lot better with is that education issue, and we've made some progress, but we're certainly not there. And then we got to continue to bring this community together, west side, east side, north side, south side, and we've got to speak with one voice for what's good about Montgomery. And I would hope that whomever comes is a half full glass of water kind of person, because anybody can be a half empty.
Sure. I mean, you can be negative Nancy on anything.
That's exactly right. So I am encouraged that there are a few that
had some elected experience and some executive experience before becoming mayor. Is either or both of those you think required to be mayor of the city of Montgomery?
No. First of all, I think coming from a business background, you don't run government like a business. But there are a ton of business principles that you can apply to government. And whatever the organization, get the right kind of people, get them the resources, and get the heck out of the way, follow up, and continue to support. Be a cheerleader. That's what it takes. Whether you've been elected before or not, you know, at one time, I got elected for the very first time. And now I've had some experience, but you got to be honest. You can't fool the people. It just, they're
too many
not foolable.
Checkers.
Yeah, particularly in today's environment, but even in the yesterday environment, it might take a minute or two more, but you'll get found out. And so you got to be honest. If there are some warts back there, let's bring those warts out. Let's deal with them. And so from that standpoint, you've asked me the question, I'm encouraged that there are a few of those candidates that have identified themselves to me that could do the job.
Well, and
with a lot of help.
I wouldn't put you in the awkward position of evaluating candidate by candidate, because that's not fair to them. It's not fair to you.
That's right. Thank you.
And I'm not going to do that. You have a unique view of the mayor's office. You know what it takes. You've been there a decade. You followed somebody who had been there a while, who followed somebody who had been there forever.
That's right.
And so we've only had three mayors going back to the Carter administration. Mm-hmm. And it's...
Since 1977, maybe 78.
Right. And so, it's not as if there's a surplus of people lying around with knowledge of how the mayor's office works. There's only one other living one who's ever been the mayor of the city of Montgomery.
And we don't hear from him a lot.
Well, we don't. I mean, To his credit,
and he stayed
out of your way.
That's exactly right, and we appreciate it.
And you probably do a lot of the same.
Well, my mantra on that one, George Bush said it extremely well, and I will follow his lead. When someone asked him to comment on the Obama administration, President Obama's administration, he said, "The office deserves my silence,"
right.
And I'm going to try like the Dickens to adhere to that.
Did you keep a lot of Bobby's cabinet officials or appointees?
Yes. Contrary to popular opinion, there are only six people that the mayor can just appoint.
Police chief,
fire chief, finance chief, the attorney, the parks and rec, and sanitation.
Okay.
Did
you keep those six people?
I was just trying to think through. We probably moved them around a bit.
Yeah.
To get better people. But what we've done that Emery and Bobby didn't do is they had 26 direct reports. Maybe it was 24. But directly dealt with them day in and day out. That's just too many. And so what we've done is we've moved up one level and created cabinet positions like the fire chief, the police chief, the EMA director, the 911 coordinator. They all now report to public safety. The sanitation and garbage collection and street maintenance and engineering and landfill and all of those now report to public works. And so I have 12 reports direct versus the 24 or 26 that the previous person had. Those are not jobs that I can just appoint to. We have to go through the process through the city county personnel. I have changed the deck. We've shuffled some chairs,
right,
and when opportunity presented themselves, and as you know, it's been well publicized, there was one or two that we did, in fact, change for obvious reasons.
Personality reasons.
Right. Yeah. Well, not necessarily personnel, but for performance reasons.
Yeah. Our number, 272-9228, we will take your phone calls, but I'm intrigued by this because it seems like every week or two, somebody new is announcing that they're going to run for mayor.
Yep.
And it's not the typical profile of a, I don't want to say a small town mayor because we're not really a small town, but
the second largest in the state.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not the mayor of New York City or L.A. or you know,
it's just the amount of zeros behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, but you still have the same day to day functions.
Absolutely,
people still expect the same amount of service, but it's not the typical profile. We don't have the big. Well, I guess we do have a business guy that's running, but we don't have the typical big Fortune 500 type business guy who's going to enter in and say, I'm going to run Montgomery like a business. We don't have the city councilman who said, I've been on the city council for 20 years and now it's my turn.
Right.
Those are typically the type of people who run, and we don't have that this year. Or not yet, anyway.
All major cities in the state of Alabama, by law, cannot have a city manager. You have to be the manager. I mean, you are the CEO, and under Act 618, which is different from the Mahogany, Zogby Act that creates the Mobile Council and Mayor, we have certain powers and authorities under Act 618 that others might not have. And so at the end of the day, nothing can be hired, nothing can be fired, no contracts can be signed, no expenditure can be done without the mayor's authority, meaning he's got to sign that. Some things you can't delegate. And so from that standpoint, we have a bit more hands-on, and the fact that we're only 2,000 or 5,000, whatever it is, and you go to the grocery store after church on Sunday, and you go to the dinners. You know, we got a lot of potholes that have been paved because of conversations. We've got a lot of things that get done because of conversations that I have, even church, at a funeral on Sunday. Somebody brought an issue to me. It was a very legitimate issue. And so from that standpoint, you're more accessible.
Because it's a smaller town?
Smaller town. And I try to make myself accessible. I mean, you know, when I come on your show, we'll have, you know, 5 or 10 calls. Others haven't really done that. Now, Emory did. Emory, because he's got all his staff listening for everything. I got one person that will take a note or two. And
it's funny to me because you seem to not like the abuse, but you seem to not be deterred by people who call in and call you a bum. It may bother you personally, but you don't show it.
Yeah, well, you know, good news is that doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
But people entitle their own opinion. But what I would want to know is why.
Yeah.
You know, what have I done, or what has the city done, or what have we done that precipitates them doing that? Because in their mind, for some reason, they don't think that I've done an appropriate job. And so let's see if, in fact, we have. You know, if somebody calls me bum about education, I'm just saying, hey, I know I got all the responsibility. I don't have any authority except the bully pulpit. Now, I wish I'd have learned about the bully pulpit earlier.
Right.
I only learned that a couple of years ago, and I think we've used it somewhat effectively. We got to use it a little bit more because we got a ways to go. But it's always we want everybody to like you. We want people to like Montgomery. We want people to be ambassadors for Montgomery. I mean, we've had so much going on in our city in the last several years. Somebody said at a meeting we had, and I've only been mayor now 11 years, said, if you don't know Montgomery, if you hadn't been in the last 15 years, you don't know Montgomery, because I didn't start the downtown redevelopment. Bobby Bright started that. Charlie Jenright started that with the Biscuit State and the city council. But I've been smart enough to know that during a recession period of time, you got to protect your core. You got to protect your base. Well, we hadn't protected that really well over the years. So we started developing downtown. And the good news is, government put a little money in, and then the private sector decided to take over.
We're going to take a break. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange, is in the studio. We're going to take your calls on the other side. So if you're on hold, sit tight. We'll get to everybody. 272-9228. He likes to take the calls. I told people during the breaks, he chastises me if enough people don't call. Where are the calls? Why aren't people on the hold? I'm trying, Mr. Mayor. I'm trying. We'll be back.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182, or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Just like a dream, and like a dream, I knew that what we had would have to end. 'Cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
Alright, guys, 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. The late, great Jim Croce, my all-time favorite singer-songwriter. Brings you back in. I got the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange. We're going to get to those phone calls in a second. I do want to tell everybody about my friend Greg over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. This is a great, great, great service that he's providing to the people of the state of Alabama. He's got small businesses, 3, 4, 5 employees, where he goes in and evaluates your employee benefits package and makes sure you're offering the best packages you can offer to your employees, saving the most money for you and your employees. And he also has big businesses, 10, 15, 20,000 employees, where they do the same thing. And that's a great, great, great service. Greg Wren over there, been in the insurance business a long time, understands the employee benefits, insurances, and all those things better than anybody. And I encourage you to get in touch with him. 356-1502. 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502. Bo, you're on the air with the mayor.
Hey, Baron, is Jack there today?
He is not here today.
Yeah, I asked about him a little earlier. They said he's under the weather.
Okay, I just needed to know. I needed to say how they do to. Well, good morning, Mr. Baron, and Todd, baby. How y'all, dear?
Well, what we were doing, I was going to invite Jack to announce his candidacy. Everybody else seems to be announcing being the mayor. So rumor has it that Jack wanted to do that, and he's been telling me for the last 6 months he's going to do it. It's one of the reasons I chose not to run, because Jack said he was going to run. I wish I could have said that yesterday, so I said April Fool.
Hey, I think it'd be a beautiful thing, because Baron Coleman would be an ace manager for him.
I would be the shadow mayor.
He'd be awesome. Hey, I do have a few questions. One is, since you're a man of great means, Mr. Strange, would you consider doing like the Trump Trump and donating your last year's salary to a worthy charitable contribution? And the next question is, do you currently, as a sitting mayor, do you do any consulting work where you're paid for, like, say, AT&T or some other company? And who is the ethics? Do y'all have an ethics board or whatever that looks over the mayor's office? Reason I'm asking, because I'm not, you know, I'm just not aware of any of that.
Well, let's. First question was Trump and donate. I do take a salary. But I will tell you, my deductions that are on my income tax every year exceed my mayor's salary. So from that standpoint, theoretically, I do. I'm burning it all up with charitable contributions, including my church along the way. Secondly, you ask if I do any consulting with AT&T. I do not consult with anybody other than the fact that I get a retirement check from AT&T for $671 every month, because I've spent 17 years with them.
That's and, all you get?
I've been gone for 20 years now. I had 17 years, but I retired. I didn't retire because I didn't have 20 years, but I left. I was vested. And then I get an IRA check from my 10 years that I spent with Blunt. So I do not consult. I'm not on any paying boards that offer me any dollars. Maybe when I leave office, I might get some of those paying boards.
If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. So the answer is no, I do not. As far as the ethics side of the equation, we have city investigations. I guess if it was sufficient enough, they would investigate me. But I think the more appropriate would be the Ethics Commission, which would be statewide, which really is the ethics organization for elected officials.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272.
Hope I answered it sufficiently for
you. I'm sure you did. Don.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, you said you knew the family of the young lady that the Hannah Dog Park was dedicated to.
Yes, sir.
In respect to them, why don't we fix the dog park?
Well,
do we not have money? Just let me finish. You can say what you want
Absolutely.
To say. Do we not have money? Do we not have a plan? I mean, it's disgusting to go over there after more than a month and see dug-up ditches, fenced-off area.
Ready for the answer?
Yeah.
That is the plan. We've had an engineer out there within the last 35, 40 days. He's given us a game plan. Those ditches are helping the irrigation to get the water. Unfortunately, there are underground springs there. There's some collecting ponds. I've committed about $100,000 to that particular fix. We've got to get the subsurface more drier before we can, in fact, get it all done. But it is in process. It's probably going to be the end of spring before that, in fact, happens. I will take the responsibility for not getting on this sooner, but to be perfectly honest with you, I did not know, because I don't have a dog, so I haven't been out there, that it was in the shape that it was in. The reason it was in the shape was because when it was put in, there was some drainage that we thought was going to be put in that didn't get put in. Shame on us for that, but it is a fix. I've spoken to my friend apologize for it, and he certainly understands that that particular area is very susceptible to underground springs, and we have a myriad of those that are there. You see the pond, the lake.
Where is it?
It's right there. Blunt Park.
Okay.
Blunt right there on the hill. And it all gravitates down to the center area, particularly the large dog section.
Kathy, you are on the air with the mayor of the city of Montgomery.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I hope you are, Kathy.
Okay. I don't know if this is a city problem or not, but I wanted to make you aware of it. On Ann Street and Chestnut, where they merge, come together right there, there is a concrete barrier that has a one-way sign on it so that people cannot come off of Chestnut Street and take a left. However, this morning I'm coming to work and somebody's crossing over that barrier and pulled out in front of me. And I'm thinking to myself, that sign has been knocked down two or three times already. And it has some kind of orange barrel thing around it. And it got knocked down again and they took the barrel away. And now they just got yellow stripes around the thing. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Chestnut Street is the one there right at the Intech, isn't that what you're talking about?
Where the pace car is, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is a state issue. The state chose to make that decision to disallow the left-hand turns along the way. I didn't necessarily... I didn't know about it, I'll put it that way, but we would enforce that if people are making a left-hand turn over that median there. We would certainly do that, and if that's happening with frequency, we can put a person out there to try to ticket or two to change that behavior. But that is a state of Alabama. It was part of the whole project there at the I-85 and Ann Street.
Make sure the homeless people felt good.
Thank you for that.
Well, you know, somebody had to say it.
Yeah, thank you for saying
Kathy,
that.
Thanks.
New sidewalks were put in, et cetera.
Thanks for your call, Kathy. Chris, you're on the air with the mayor.
Hey, good morning. I don't see as many homeless people, hanging out at Ann Street as I once did. Obviously, there's something going on there
to
mitigate that problem.
Well, the honest God truth is they were camping out and sleeping under the bridge there, and with some frequency, we go in and ask them to move along and help them move along, but that's a constant issue there and in other interstate bridges. That's just kind of where they're comfortable. It's not that there's no room. There's plenty of room for every homeless person that's on the street at any one time. We count about three times a year. There's about 65 or 70 homeless people on the street, and when you try to engage them and ask them about going to shelters and things like that, that's just not what they want to do.
Yeah, they don't want to do it. Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Mayor. You know, I think there's like a trifecta of things. I mean, there is good going on. I'm glad to see Vaughan Roads being paved. That's a good thing.
Yep.
There's good things like that happening. But there's kind of a trifecta. I'm a middle-aged guy here in Montgomery. School's always the issue. Of course, we got people trying to run on that issue, but honestly, the mayor really doesn't have much to do except that bully pulpit you're talking about.
Right.
But I see a couple things in the mayor's department is public safety. You know, the perception is reality, unfortunately. And then, of course, the debt of the city. What are y'all doing to mitigate or get at least lower the principal on the debt? And then what are we going to do to try to help resolve the issues of the violent crime? I mean, it's unfortunately it's happening in areas all over the city, but these violent crimes, I mean, we're talking about murders all the time. What are y'all doing about that? And the reason I say that is perception is reality. Because of the school system, you're seeing a lot of young, good families leave the city because of those issues.
Thank you for that. Let's start with the debt, because that's an easier one to answer than the other. Do you have any idea what the long-term debt of the city of Montgomery is?
At one point, I knew it was $300
million. $330
million
is what it was when I took over. It may have been $333 or $335 right. or something like that. The CAFRA that will come out to here any day now will have us in the $265 million range. We've paid it down pretty significantly over the years. We've not taken on any new debt in probably 5 or 6 years. We're trying to raise our reserves to 15% of our general fund. We're at about 10% right now. We've got about $24-25 million in reserve. When we got there, we had about $3 million. So I think we've done a decent job on the financial side of the equation, reducing our debt and building our reserves. That's just discipline. And as I said earlier, whomever follows me, I would hope that we would vote in a fiscal conservative. Barry Crabb is a really key ingredient in that. He is the finance director. He marshals that pretty good. On the crime and violent crime side of the equation, just take 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, we didn't have anybody that, well, we did have one on Tuesday that ended up deceased, but every single solitary one of them, whether we had one police officer or 1,000 police officers, it would not have made one bit of difference, because what we had was two guys got each other over a gambling debt. They shot each other. Didn't kill each other. Bad shot. We had a boyfriend kick in the door, take on his girlfriend. The 16-year-old kid was there. That didn't end up in that tragedy, but somebody got hurt there. We had two women fighting over a lover that got after each other. The homicide that came out of that particular weekend, it happened on Tuesday. We had travelers from around the world, had been in China a little while back, was coming from Birmingham to Florida, and they got up in a motel room, had ordered some pizza, were having lunch, and for whatever reason, he decides that he's going to attack her with a knife and kill her. Been with her for, you know, a good little bit of time. Those crimes of passion, for whatever reason, you're not going to be able to stop. Most of the things that are happening, there may be one or two exceptions, is they know each other. There's a beef. There's some conflict resolution through guns or through knives or things like that. We've got on a moving forward average, we've had decreases in violent crime for 16 over 15, for 17 over 16, for 18 over 17. 19, we're not in the green yet. We're in the red. We're going to try to do everything we can to make sure that we continue the trend. I will also tell you, from a perception standpoint, the some rating agency, Wallet Hub, I think it was, in November of last year, based on all the statistics of the last 2 years, said that we were the safest city in the state of Alabama. We haven't ballyhooed that, because I know, as you say, perception is reality. And if you've had an incident of crime, a celebratory gunshot, or something happened, crime's up 100%. We've just started this new Star Watch program. This Star Watch program, in addition to really helpful in that Lee High School gun scenario, we've been able to stop cars that are stolen. We've been able to track people that are moving. We've been able to track those that have committed some offenses, to be able to make some arrests. We also are helpful in that we can see before the police officers get to a particular crime scene or a situation what's transpiring. So we are, through technology, moving in a direction that we can have better proactive stances in crime, and that's really where we're trying to be. Long answer, we're not there yet. I don't know that we'll ever arrive, but we're very competitive in the state of Alabama with other cities in the crime arena.
Thanks for your call, Chris. 272-9228 is the number. If you want to get in touch with Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, 551-0225. You can check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. This is a real estate guru. This is a guy who has taught many dozens, maybe hundreds of the, actually, I know hundreds, maybe thousands, actually, of the licensed real estate agents right here in the River Region, because Bo Goodson School of Real Estate is one of the most successful real estate schools around. If you're interested in changing careers, getting into the School of Real Estate, 551-0225. You just want to list your house, maybe buy a house. Maybe you have a house and you want to manage, have someone manage the rental property so you don't have to go through qualifying tenants and more. Bo Goodson, 551-0225. 551-0225. Or you can check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. Tell him we said hey while you're on the phone. Ran into Bo the other day at lunch. A great man. A really, really great man. And he's a good little musician. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
Bo. Most people
related
don't know that.
Bo Diddley?
He could be. He's just as good.
Yeah.
23 minutes till. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Overall sales slipped 7% last month. Fiat Chrysler says the industry had a tough first quarter, but with spring finally starting to show its face and improving housing sales, a strong labor market, and lower interest rates, it is confident new vehicle sales will strengthen. Fiat Chrysler shares are up 1.5%. Royal Dutch Shell is the first major oil and gas company to leave a leading U.S. refining lobby, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. The company says it disagrees with the group's position on climate policy. Shell has pledged to increase transparency and show investors it is in line with the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of great spring days ahead before another storm system by late in the week. For today, look for mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the upper 60s. Another very chilly night tonight. Definitely jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s with clear skies. Tomorrow, very nice. Perfect spring day. Sunshine, high around 76. Then on Thursday, mid-70s. Much of the day dry, but increasing clouds. Chance of a late day shower. Then showers and storms become likely Thursday night into part of Friday. And then more showers and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Guys, welcome back in. My friends over at New Look Decorating. Guys, get by there. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. We were talking during the break, Mr. Mayor, earlier about our friend Dimitri who passed.
Yes.
And his shop was right there across the street from New Look Decorating.
Right. It sure was.
A hopping little area right there. These guys, Brett Lanham, Brian Carr, these guys are excited about making paint. They love making paint. They've got designers on staff. They can help you select colors. They match better than anyone. I'm just telling you, when you want a match a color, that's who you need to go to. New Look Decorating, right there on the Atlanta Highway, home of those high quality Benjamin Moore paint. You're not going to find a higher quality paint. And I used to tell everybody on the air they were in Pell City, Alabama, or Pelham, Alabama. They're actually in Pell City, Alabama. And I feel terrible about that. Poor Pelham. I just stole.
Do they hear you up there in that neck of the woods?
No, they don't. Well, I don't know. Some of them do because, you know, we have an app that you can tell where people are listening.
Live streaming?
Yeah. And I mean, we get pretty good statewide coverage on that app. I guess people are craving award-winning talk radio.
Yeah, wow. How about that? Did you win that just recently?
Well, actually, we're only the reigning award winners for another, like, 2 days.
You got to win again, huh?
I think it's Tuesday or Friday night, something like that.
Were you at the best talk show?
Yeah, best talk show in Alabama.
Talk show at 10 o'clock in the morning?
No, in Alabama, period. End of story.
Yeah, congratulations. That must have escaped me. I don't know.
You gave me a proclamation.
Oh, I did. I remember that. Yes, I do. Oh, man, thank you for remembering that. Elkins gave me the dickens about that.
I bet
he did. Yes, I remember now. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, wow. I was going to say, I showed up at the city council meeting. And I
had a tie on even.
I was thusly proclaimed. Yeah, I had a tie. Yeah. I even wore a suit.
Did we name
that
a day for you yet?
Well, we got to work on that.
We got to work on that.
We got 7 months to get that done.
Well, hey, look, I can't name a day for you. Unless
I'm a reigning award winner?
No, unless I make you an honorary citizen.
I didn't think about that.
That's what we did with Randy George. You know, Randy's been chairman of the chamber now for, not chairman, but president of the chamber for many years. He had 46 years, and so I had to make him an honorary citizen because he lives, not in Pike Road, but he lives in the county.
Yeah.
So I had to make him an honorary citizen last week.
And I'll do that.
Then yesterday I gave him a proclamation of, yesterday was Randy George Day, April Fool.
Well, let me tell you, I was a longtime resident of the city.
Your grandfather, huh?
Yeah. You got to do it on some sort of a moved out under duress type of deal.
Speaking about that, the Channel 12, WSFA, just last week won the best TV station in the state of Alabama.
Did they really? Yeah. Good for them. Good for
station
them.
Station of the year, something like that.
So. Good for them.
Yep.
Owned by a great company. Raycom does a good job. Anyway, Gray. Oh, Gray Media. Gray, I call it Graycom now.
Yeah, Graycom.
Go by New Look Decorating there on the Atlanta Highway. Home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Rob, you were on the air with Mayor Todd Strange of the great city of Montgomery.
All right. Let me say, Mr. Mayor, it's a pleasure. I've enjoyed hearing the things. I explained some things I didn't understand. And it's very enlightening, some of it. I've got one question for you. Do you own and or wear a bathrobe?
Rob's a loyal listener.
You want me to be perfectly honest with you?
I would appreciate it.
I do own 3 or 4 bathrobes.
Oh, no, man.
But I don't wear them.
Okay, Greg.
Okay, you don't wear them. Right? He doesn't wear them.
Maybe if I went in the hospital, I might bring one along.
And that's a perfectly acceptable use. My hospital bathrobe, or mental institution.
Yeah, my bathrobe is a pair of shorts and a T-shirt or a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Well, we got him. Hey, Rob, we got him squared away. No, we had a discussion Friday.
About bathrobes?
About bathrobes, about men who wear bathrobes.
How nerdy they look.
There's no point in them. You know, and the only people you see in bathrobes, like every movie, and I don't know if this is true or not, but in movies, crazy people wear bathrobes, like mentally unstable people, and they go down to the end of their end of their driveway in the bathrobes, and they always
You'll
look.
Never nuts. Catch me doing that.
Yeah, well, good. So good call, Rob. Good call. Our number 272-9228. Let me do this. I got to get one more break in, and this is a very very short segment. But if you have a call for the mayor, call now. Now's the time to call, and we'll get you in after the break. At 272-9228. But in order to keep the time right, in order to get the clock right, we went really long on the second segment, so we're going to go short on this third one. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias, but tough as steel. The worldwide hit Steel Magnolias is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch 6 strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias, now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 9 minutes now to the top of the hour. Do you guys know what the special is at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week?
Donovan.
I know. Donovan sent it to me yesterday. That's the only reason I know. He is the special. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said.
Donovan, smile. If he smiles while you're in there, you get the next 100 meals free.
See, what that room they had, it's been a really big boon for them.
Oh, let me tell you, that is, I don't think they realized how big of a deal that was going to be. Sauteed shrimp, mushrooms, and asparagus in a lemon white wine sauce. That's the special over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Sauteed shrimp, mushrooms, and asparagus in a lemon white wine sauce over pasta. Both locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, but the mayor of Montgomery prefers you use the one on Zelda Road.
Absolutely.
And, guys, they got a private dining room over there. He just mentioned it a moment ago. It does a really, really great amount of business if you have a group, you know, group of 6, 8, all the way up to 30. Ask them about that private dining room option. They got a great catering menu, too. The catering menu is actually bigger than the normal menu.
You know, I'm not a big pizza fan. I kind of always watch my weight, so I just scrape the toppings off the pizza so I don't eat the bread. But they got tons of other meals there, other dishes there. It really is good.
Their eggplant parmesan is the best I've ever had.
Talk about it.
It's so good. There's no pasta. There's nothing's fried. It's just thinly sliced eggplant stacked up with a blend of white cheeses and red sauce.
The only way you can do anything better with eggplant is put some crab meat on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really good.
Hey, that's
there's, another, there's another.
I don't know if you've ever tried to buy crab meat.
Oh, I tell you what, those crabs are scarce. That's supply and demand, baby.
$25 for a shot glass of it.
25? Oh, okay. Yeah. Shot glass.
I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah, a pint. Triple figures. Long
away. So get by Midtown Pete's Kitchen.
You were talking, what do you want to talk about? If we don't get any calls, we're going to have to start selling jokes, and I don't have any jokes.
Can you tell that you have any good jokes?
I have, but probably none that would
fit
here along the way. But
I don't know if I know any clean jokes.
Yeah, this is the first anniversary of the EJI, the Equal Justice Initiative, and there's a big event on the 29th coming to town. We had a really interesting meeting this morning at the advertiser with the millennials. First Tuesday of every month at 7:30, we have about 15 to 20 millennials.
In the morning. Millennials don't get up by 7:30.
Well, they are. These are work people that work.
Oh, well, they're not millennials.
Now, they don't get there exactly at 7:30. Maybe 7:35, 7:40.
Yeah, there you go.
But what we were talking about is they constantly tell me that we've got a ton of stuff going on in Montgomery, but we don't do a good enough job of advertising or publicizing those events. Well, my comment to them is that government's role, or should we facilitate an organization do that? Chamber, you know, not everybody thinks the chamber's the best thing since sliced bread. Not everybody thinks that the print media is the best thing since
But everybody likes local talk radio.
Everybody loves local talk radio, but you hadn't got enough time, nor do they have enough money to publicize all the things that are going to go on in Montgomery. So what we're doing is we're asking the advertiser if they would not help us use some of their social media platform to geofence, to do various things to be able to take the links that other places have and could link to the advertiser. And if you go in and say, what's happening Friday night, you might have 14 things. And then you can link to find out what in fact is going on. So hopefully, thank God we got a call. We got two, as a matter of fact. So.
Well, you know, as far as the things there are to do, Montgomery, there are things to do. But, you know, it's incumbent on events, particularly at private establishments, to advertise the things they have to do.
That's exactly right.
I don't think it's the government's role to pick who gets advertising and who doesn't.
And I agree with that 100%. That's why we said, no, it's not our job to pay the tax dollars to do something.
Like we have live phones all day. You know how many people I have to kill that try to advertise their business or their events? I mean, honestly, we could sit here and take calls all day from people who have some event coming up, some party or something.
But do you want that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I mean, they can pay and I'll let them
do that. Sure, absolutely.
$50 a call, they can have whatever they want. Tom.
Hello. Hey. Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're the greatest mayor that ever was, I think.
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, I know, I'm pulling your leg. But it's not what I'm saying.
Boom!
I really wish you would run for governor.
We got a governor.
And, I know, but
and the next time the governor's office comes up, it'll be I'll be 80 years of age, so I'm not
no interest. About
that. No interest.
Well, yeah, and at 80 years old, you're in you're in one of them homes. I'm trying not to be.
I'm trying to keep my sanity so that I can at least enjoy my grandkids.
For real. At least we got a governor that don't have grandchildren. But anyway, what I was going to ask you is, you know, every day I turn the news on and I even listen to this channel about the crime up there. And I've seen you in photos on the news and you have the black community behind you. And even seeing you at school and stuff. But what I don't understand, they're behind you, but they're not doing anything in their communities, because on a scale from 1 to 10, 8% of the crimes up there are black. And there's nothing I really don't think that you personally would love to do. You could, but you can't, because they're not. The black community is not doing their job. Well, and I'd like to ask how you feel about that. Yeah. And I know you love them to death. And, hey, they voted for you. But when you got somebody that comes on Joe during the day on TV, I don't see nothing that they really care about their communities, because every day it's black this, black, just like in Birmingham.
Right. I will tend to agree with you that we do need more black leadership to stand up and say, for real, enough is enough, and to try to do some things that make a difference, particularly in education. Unfortunately, there's a difference of opinion in the educational arena about what works and what doesn't. And so from that standpoint, whether you be black or Hispanic or Korean or white, we need all of us coming together to help the kids, to give them the opportunity for a better tomorrow. Jobs is certainly a piece of that, but not satisfied to make a B in a school that really is a D. And so from that standpoint, it does take a village, all of us together, but it does take some specific leadership in the black community, whether it be in the political black community, the business black community, or the religious black community. But it's not just the black community. We have crime in the white community as well. And so we've got to all come together to figure this out. And that's what I've been trying to do, been trying to reach out as collaboration to particularly in these youth initiative opportunities that we have.
Thanks for your call. We got to get you out of here. It's pushing 11 o'clock. You got other things to do.
Well, we actually have a big rally going on at 11 o'clock that I'm supposed to address over 1,000 people, mostly about kids and what we can do for kids for tomorrow.
We talked about that on the earlier today.
It's at the Capitol.
About the counting kids?
Yeah.
Who doesn't
want
to count kids?
Well, we got to remind people that they are our future, and that we got to count them, and count them twice, and count them three times, and corral them sometimes.
But I mean, is there somebody saying
tough love?
Is there somebody saying we shouldn't count kids?
Well, you got to count them in the sense that you got to counsel them, and you got to give them tough love.
Fair enough.
Good deal.
Well, go speak to your rally. I don't want to hold you up.
Thank
the mayor
you,
of the city of Montgomery. We'll do it again next month.
And I think of all the things.